Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Luke chapter 3. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. This is the text. Again, we gather this evening and continue our Advent journey focusing on the theme, we begin with the end. Last week, we heard the Lord say, "Behold, I am making all things new." Advent is a time of renewal and looking forward to the ultimate renewal on the last day. This week, we hear the words of John the Baptist, the Advent prophet. He says, even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Even now. Jesus has not even started his public ministry when John says these words. John has not even baptized Jesus. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. He's most likely using the example with olive trees. As I mentioned a few weeks ago in my sermon, olive trees never die unless you tear up the roots. If you cut off an olive tree and leave even a stump of the trunk, a new branch, a new tree will come forth. Isaiah uses this image to describe the coming of Christ. Jesse is the father of David. The Christ was to be of the house and line of David. Isaiah says, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. The words of the prophet are words of hope. So long as there is a stump, a new branch, a new tree will always come forth. In this, the people of God could have absolute confidence. The coming of Christ from the house of Jesse, from the house and line of David, was a promise to be met with absolute confidence. There was a stump, and the root had not been destroyed. That was the image offered by Isaiah. Christ would come. As John is speaking, Christ has come. But John has a different message. He says, even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Even now, the refiner's fire is coming. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The wheat will be gathered into the barn, but the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. We begin with the end. Jesus' ministry, I think by most people, is often very misunderstood. You listen to the world around us, and so many imagine that Jesus came to teach us how to live a better life. The how-tos of Christian living is a popular topic with religious books. Jesus did not enter into this world as the Lamb of God so that he could better prepare you for day-to-day life and teach you how to best deal with difficult co-workers. That was not the focus of his ministry. Jesus came as the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world and to prepare you for Judgment Day. Christ has come, and Christ will come again. From the beginning, he came to prepare you for the end. What else matters? As our Lord says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Throughout the Old Testament, Israel is described as an unproductive tree. If an olive tree quits bearing good fruit, then it was time to cut out the roots and start over. Christ has come, and it is time for an end and for a new beginning. The word of warning for the people of God who are no longer bearing good fruit. It's like what I said on Sunday when we read this as our gospel lesson. Preparing your heart for Christ to come is what you are called to do. Your job is to be prepared for the end. You are that tree that is to bear good fruit. And you can't control how others are going to react to that or how they're going to use that good fruit that you bear. But whether they are grateful or ungrateful, friendly or difficult to deal with, your task is to bear good fruit. And Advent is a time to prepare. It is a time to repent. It is a time to forgive. It is a time to fix broken relationships. It is a time to look to Christ and see what He has already done for us. The stump of Jesse, assured by the prophet Isaiah, the stump that was there for the people of Israel, God had not abandoned them. That stump meant that a new reality was guaranteed. New life would come. The promise of Christ, it was sure. There would be a new beginning that would prepare you for the end. When Christ entered the world as the Lamb of God, the choirs of angels sang. Good news of salvation was proclaimed. God's plan to redeem His people was revealed. Nothing could stop God's plan from moving forward. God knows what the plan is and how it will be accomplished. Nothing surprises Him. It's one of the things about being all-knowing. His concern is that nothing surprises you, especially on the last day. Which is why you have been led to repentance. It is why we gather to hear again and again the good news of salvation, that God has forgiven and taken away the guilt of all of your sin. Christ has already come and has fixed your broken relationship with God, your Father and Creator. And now, as we gather in this Advent time, we are reminded, be prepared. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Yes, you are a child of God with the faith of Abraham. Your faith has been credited to you as righteousness. And in response to this new reality, you are the tree that must bear good fruit. That is how you are to prepare for the coming of Christ. But as we look to the words of John, we see that we begin with the end. All of our preparation, everything that we do, is so that when Christ comes and separates the wheat from the chaff, we can greet that day with the utmost confidence that there is nothing that can prevent God from carrying out His plan for your salvation. Like the stump of Jesse, we look to the promises of God and know with absolute assurance that Christ has come and Christ will come once again. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.